are going to have registration from 8:30 to 10 o'clock. That'll be at Briarcrest Country Club. Anyone who is a Republican primary voter is invited, and we hope to have everyone properly credentialed and seated by 10 o'clock, and we'll have our gavel at 10 a.m.
For those who aren't familiar about the process, what's the convention all about?
Several items that are key items for a county convention in order to elect and select and elect your delegates to the state convention, which this year will be in June in Fort Worth. And the other item, Bill, is to compile resolutions that are submitted at the precinct level and wrap those up into a resolution type platform for Brazos County. It's not called a platform, but it is properly called resolutions that we then pass on to the Republican Party of Texas, and hopefully some of the local flavor of Brazos County will be included in the state party platform. And I might add there that we were successful in 2012. We had several of our resolutions that actually made it into the state party platform, which we are quite proud of. We've got a dynamic group of individuals throughout Brazos County on the Resolutions Committee, and that's headed up by a very, very familiar name, and that's Jess Fields. And Jess and his crew have put together really outstanding resolutions.
While this is not a presidential election year, it is the state-wide races, and how much more interest is there at the county convention level because of the activity at the state level?
Off presidential years are always challenging to get people to come out. The interest level in the state party races, we have four statewide runoff elections that are going to occur May 22nd. We only have one local runoff, which is JP1. There's not going to be the level of interest, but that doesn't mean that people should not come out and be engaged. We are fighting voter apathy, Bill, which is unprecedented. And again, you know, I've made these comments before, but they bear repeating. Just because we have the majority of seats in Brazos County does not mean that we can sit back and think that we've got it made. We don't. We have to have people engaged. We have to have new people. Their voices can always be heard, because you never know. Just as in resolutions being submitted out of the precinct level, somebody's voice out there needs to be heard, and this is the platform to do that.
Voter apathy, the result of people just being disillusioned with politics in general?
We've had a sense of that based on conversations, phone calls. People become rather disengaged when they feel like they can't make a difference and they have no role to play. But one thing that I want to point out is that those people who may feel disenfranchised because of what's going on in Washington, D.C., should not. If you look at local politics and state politics across the nation, I want to remind particularly our GOP friends, that we captured record numbers of seats at the state level in 2010, and then 2012, we also had a good year. D.C. is, I'm going to use the CNN vernacular here, it's a black hole. They believe the plane went into a black hole, which I found very funny. But D.C. may be a black hole, but local politics, state politics, are the place that we really have to have people's voices heard, because they're Austin, Texas operates, and just like Representative Rainey and Representative Kyle Cassell, they both are, you can pick up the phone at any time and voice your opinion on something because they're receptive to it, and that's where you truly can make a difference. Congressman Bill Flores would be the same way. He always wants to hear what people are thinking at the local level, but it's just that the mixing bowl is quite a bit larger in Washington, D.C.
Well, not only in D.C., but even in Texas regarding different wings within the GOP. Tea Party has its own brand identification. Then there's others who are, for the lack of a better term off the top of my head, more mainstream. How much of an issue is that?
I don't think it's as much an issue as the so-called mainstream media makes it out to be. I think that what they want to do is drive a wedge between us at any given time. The Tea Party is as mainstream as it gets. They are constitutionally based. They believe in traditional values. They have been, as much as the media has tried to paint Sarah Palin as some type of extremist, they are not extremist, and they are not only within the mainstream of the party, but their voice is we make sure on the local level that it's heard and repeated, because it bears repeating. We can't let an outside source drive a wedge between us. And I would tell you, if any of the Tea Party folks are listening, they know that we accept the Tea Party, and we encourage them to participate in whatever aspect of local governance there is, because if we don't, then we become separated from local governance.
Have I missed anything else regarding Saturday's convention and another pitch to get people to come out?
One thing I would add, Bill, and thank you to WTAW for having us on, is we will have as our guest speaker will be Lee and Valerie Felder. And if you have not heard these two speakers, you need to come out and hear them. They will be in about 12:45, somewhere in that area, but they will knock your socks off. They're just dynamic speakers. Lee Felder grew up in Brazos County, and his bio is as good as some of the national leaders that we have in the conservative movement.